I certainly am. Definitely. Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon, Robin.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's good.
Yes. it's hard for you to standing up. What, no chair?
The chair that I was sitting on kept going to the ground.
It's going to be my control in it's lowering it down for you.
I think so.
Yeah.
Who am I looking for? Poison. Is that who I'm looking for?
No, I'm just gonna read some of this here. There's some stuff I'm gonna read here.
Right.
Because he's got the most. Because he's been in poison for. Because he's got the most years he's been in poison for. Brett Michaels, number one. Brett Michaels he's in poison for 56 years since the 15th of March 1963.
Oh wow, that's a long time.
Number two, for 50 years, on the 3rd of February 1970. It's Richie Kotzen. Oh wow! Listen to this. And also, 62 years on the 8th of December 1957, Phil Collins used to be in the band in Poison as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And 57 years on the 14th of May. 1962 is the rhythm guitars CC D Riley from Poison. 48 years.
Well, there you go.
48 years on the 17th of October 1971 is Blues Sarcano. 54 years, the 20th of January 1966 is Tracy Guns. 58 years and 8th of August 1961 is Ricky Rocket.
Ricky Rocket?
Yeah. 56 years and on the 2nd of November 1963 is Bobby Dale. 59 years, 8th of May.
Is that how old they are?
No, this is how many. No, this is how old they are. Oh, yeah, the ages, yeah. And the 59 years old is. On the 8th of May 1960, it's Eric Brittingham, and 68 years old, 28th of December 1951, is Hugh MacDonald, and 52 years old, on the 20th of October 1967, is Fred Coy.
Yep. Oh, wow.
And he's got the same first name as the lead singer from Queen. There's Fred Mercury.
Oh, yeah,
and there's
course.
Fred Coy.
Of course. We might go to a song now for Sharon and Josh, I think. Yep. This is the Pointer Sisters.
88.9, Richmond Valley Radio.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on. Say I don't like it, but you know I'm a liar. 'Cause when we kiss, ooh, fire. Late at night, you're taking me home. You say
Did you know Southern Cross Hygiene sell and service industrial vacuums, scrubbers and pressure cleaners? A station sponsor.
Swan Bay Sandstone, Landscape and Quarry Supplies provide you with everything you need to construct a pond, swimming pool, a path or road, garden edging, even a great wall of China. Swan Bay Sandstone, Landscape and Quarry Supplies have pebbles to boulders, buckets full to tip trucks full. Pick up or delivered. Wet and dry equipment hire. Swan Bay Sandstone Landscape and Quarry Supplies. Reardon's Lane, Swan Bay. 66 822 433.
The members of 88.9 FM accept the wealth of scientific evidence that planet Earth's climate is in crisis. Immediate action by the entire human race is needed to avoid a complete breakdown of life as we know it.
We can save planet Earth. It's not too late.
What a wonderful world. Ooh, yeah.
Looking for a smooth, delicious, barista-made freebie? Head to McCafe and buy any five drinks on the My Macca's app and you'll get one free. That's a nice perk me up. McCafe, we're coffee people. See you in app for details.
Our pasta.
Sighing over sign writing? Wondering what to say? What colours? Check out Kelly Signs for the answers. Roger Kelly offers free quotes and design advice. Roger is a sign writing craftsman specialising in traditional handwritten signs. For the budget conscious, he offers computerised vinyl lettering for speedy, inexpensive signs. Sign no more and sign up with Kelly Signs, Larkin Lane, Lismore. 66212205. Our sponsor, Roger Kelly, has for more than 20 years written all of our signs. Check out our Bluesmobile for Roger's handiwork.
The first strange town I was ever in, the county was hanging a man. Nobody cared if he lived or died, and I just didn't understand. So I washed my face in the morning dew, bathed my soul in the sun. Washed my face in the morning dew, and kept on moving along. The second strange town I was in, they were laughing at a poor crippled man, begging for nickels and dimes on the street, and I just didn't understand. So I washed my face in the morning dew, bathed my soul in the sun. Washed my face in the morning dew, and kept on moving. Strange town that I was in was settled, peaceful and nice. The rich got richer and the poor got poorer, and to me it didn't seem right. So I washed my face in the morning dew, bathed my soul in the sun. Washed my face in the morning dew, and kept on moving along. Someday times are bound to change, it can't be very far. And each injustice I have seen will come before the bar. Then I
That was Tom T. Hall, Wash My Face in the Morning Dew. That was for Smithy.
Yep.
And we had the Pointer Sisters Fire for
Cheryl and Josh.
Yep. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's 12:27. No Nora today.
Why's that?
She's at jury duty.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that is.
Well, anyhow, that's where she is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, oh dear, I've forgotten who sings that song Poison again.
Alice Cooper.
Thank you. I knew it was A.
Yeah, guess what? Remember how they did the they did the Australian fire thing? They had all famous senior artists and and famous stars and singers and artists and all that.
Yeah.
Guess who I missed? Foreman, Alice Cooper.
Oh, really?
And he was. And guess what he was singing? He was. And he formed. He was forming the song Poison.
Nah.
I was like, no. I missed him forming Poison live on stage.
Oh, never mind.
I hate him when he uses a walking stick for his tours and when he uses that when he's live.
Oh, does he use a walking stick now?
Maybe the cane.
Mm.
So it looks like a weird, funny looking stick. Some sort of cane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember my father got caned once in class.
Your father?
He got copped once with a metal ruler.
Yeah, they used to be nasty.
Yeah,
back
he didn't do nothing wrong. He got in trouble for being a silly bugger with his mates. Him and a couple of his mates being silly buggers in class.
We shouldn't tell tales about your mum and dad.
No, this is when he was younger.
Yeah, still.
Okay.
He might not want tell you everyone off air. To know. Yeah, that might be better.
Yeah.
All right then, so will we go to Alice Cooper?
Yep.
Yep.
Poison.
Okie-doke.
88.9 Richmond Valley Radio 66822619. It's 12:29.
Wow.
humbugger, the hose on me dozer she broke. Well, ring up that fella, the Hydrolink bloke. He have the day off. It's Sunday, you geek. Call out Sal Du any day of the week. What is the number? Here's my hero. 6621 7600. Hydrolink, hydraulic hose and fitting service. 3 Chain Road, Lismore. Talk to Paul or Adrian. Open 6 days. Call outs 7.
Our sponsor.
If you need help for domestic violence, call 1800 737 732. They also have a confidential information and counselling and support service. If you need to talk with someone about your mental or emotional health or domestic violence or a problem you may have with others, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. Men's Line Australia, call 1300 789978. And for our standby support team after suicide in Lismore, call 0417 119 298.
You need new work boots? You're going camping. You need a camp fridge? No problem. Check out Aussie Digger Camping and Workwear's catalogue for all the latest specials. Our sponsor, Aussie Digger Camping and Workwear, 38 Bridge Street, North Lismore.
Check out the new look Casino Golf Club, a magnificent 18-hole golf course with a charming and picturesque atmosphere. Play with nature and then enjoy a delicious meal at our top restaurant. Enjoy coffee mornings, share time with friends, or come in and enjoy our weekly entertainment. With something for the whole family, we challenge you to spend the day or an entire weekend with us here at the Golfie. Eat, play, relax, enjoy at Casino Golf Club, your home of leisure.
Our poster.
Well, we tried them all, the babbling brooks, the cooks and the cuckoos. Between them and willful murderers, there's not a lot to choose. Oh, we get them every season and are more or less resigned when riding in for Tucker to hear the cook has pulled his time. For the flour's always weevily and the beef is always tough, and no matter what the wages are, or they never are enough. They growl about the water and they moan about the wood, and no matter where you make the camp, it's never any good. Grizzling sounds like. The offsider's always lazy and the men eat twice as much as any other blokes they've met, and you're just a such and such. Oh, the beef is always undercooked, the spuds are hard as hell, and what they put in rissoles would be really hard to tell. Oh, there isn't any picnic when your bullocks rush all night to come riding in when daybreak puts the shadows all to flight. To find the billy cans are cold and the beef all boiled to rags, and when you've had your say, old mate, the cook has rolled his swag. Hey. We only had one decent cook, he made bread like a dream. He made us soup and puddings with some buns for in between. He never moaned, he never groaned, for 2 days was content. Till we asked for second helpings, then the barmaid snatched his rent. So now I've kind of had it, and when the season's through again, you may look among the ringers, but you'll look for me in vain. For I'm sending to the city for a Mrs. Beaton's book, and next year I'll get my own back from going out as cook. For we get them every season and I'm more or less resigned when riding in for Tucker to hear the cook has pulled his time.
This program brought to you and powered courtesy of that big ball in the sky, the sun.
AJ Magnay is crazy. He's holding a mammoth mad March sale. All stock must be cleared out. It's crazy at Macaulay Street, North Lismore. AJ Magnay's mammoth mad March sale. It's just crazy.
Our sponsor.
Cutting Edge Mowers, 133 Johnston Street Casino, stock a range of Rato products.
firefighting pumps to protect your home during bushfire season, transfer pumps for cattle troughs, camping or blackouts, you can't beat a Rato generator. Cutting edge mowers, 662-3000, our sponsor.
It's 3 a.m. It's cold. I turn my collar up. The man behind the counter smiles. It's night time and I'm wearing sunglasses. I take them off, but he still smiles. Oh, of course he does. I'm at the Night Owl convenience store, 81 Woodlark Street, Lismore, where they smile 7 days from sunrise to the wee small hours and sometimes to the next sunrise. Good food and drinks, fresh fruit and veggies, the cheapest coffee and a safe ATM. 81 Woodlark Street, Lismore, the Night Owl. How convenient.
Did you know Southern Cross Hygiene stock council-approved food service detergents and sanitizers? A station sponsor.
Dad was told he couldn't return home after his fall. It was hard for both of us. We didn't know where to begin. Luckily, Carrie did.
Thanks for calling Baptist Care. Carrie speaking. How can I help?
At Baptist Care, we know the transition into residential aged care can be difficult. Our aged care support team make it easier, helping you understand all your options and the costs involved. Finally, aged care advice made simple. Call 1300 275 227.
Our poster.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. Tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was. Escaping home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me. We'll be right back.
Eric Clapton, please, for vocal.
Sometimes that music hurts my ears.
Yes, that was Crossroads. That's a version song, Crossroads, from by
Cream.
Cream.
Or Eric Clapton, in other words.
Is Eric Clapton is also the singer for Led Zeppelin?
No, I don't think so. No. No. All right, so it's an interesting story. I have seen the movie, and it's this song is about what happened at the crossroads. Blues legend Robert Johnson and his deal with the devil. And that happened back in, 1930-something, wasn't it, Jar?
37.
Yeah, 37. He was only 27 when he passed away.
And he's only a couple of years younger than me.
That's right. And for music greatness, for want of a better word, he made a deal with the devil.
Oh.
Yeah. And he was one of 11 children. At a young age, he was fascinated by music and perhaps saw it as a potential way out of his hard life as a lonely adolescent African-American living in the South.
Well, that's a lot of kids.
That is a lot, isn't it? How would his mother ever remember all the names?
I never seen a mother give birth to 11 kids. She could be doing a good job, actually.
Mm.
Being a mother, having been a mum of the 11 children.
Yeah, that's a lot of kids.
I know what that song was. What that movie was called?
What?
We Mastered the Devil at the Crossroads. Official trailer.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I thought it was just Crossroads. Hey, you know he passed away on the 8th of May?
Robert Johnson?
Yeah, 1911. No, he was born on the 8th of May, beg your pardon. He passed away on the 16th of August.
Wow. He was the same month as my sister Lindsay.
Oh, but this is nonsense because it says alleged grave site with one of Johnson's three tombstones.
Yeah, Lindsay's birthday is on August too. Lindsay was August.
Is it? Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Okay. So, and we had Simon and Garfunkel, Homeward Bound for Uncle Arthur, and Mark Williams, Show No Mercy.
The two guys that did, they also did the song Sounds of Silence.
Yes, Simon and Garfunkel, that's right.
Yeah.
And I think that was about it. We had a Slim Dusty, the Camp Cooks, for Smithy, because I couldn't find the other one that he wanted. And Cream was for Jeffrey.
Yep.
So, there you go. What else is happening?
Not much.
Not much around that side of the desk? Are you going to read some jokes for us?
Oh, yeah. So, are these just all jokes?
Yeah.
Okay. Question, what type of cheese is made backwards?
What? I didn't know it could make cheese backwards.
Well, do you know what type of cheese it's made backwards?
No.
Edmund.
Oh, Edmund? Eden.
Eden.
M-A-D-E.
E-D-A-M.
Uh-huh.
It's A-M.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
That's just odd.
That's quite odd.
Yeah. Question. Why are ghosts bad at lying?
Why are ghosts bad at lying, would it be?
Lying, yeah.
Yep. Do you know? I really don't know. Why?
Because you can see right through them.
Ah, oh, that's good. You can see right through them. See,
yeah.
You don't believe their fibs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question. Imagine you're in a room that is filling with water. There are no windows or doors. How do you get out?
You're in a room full of windows, filling up with water.
Yeah.
There are no windows and no doors.
Mm.
How do you get out? Don't know.
A stop A, stop imagining.
Oh, that's a good one. That's good.
Question. What two things can you never eat for breakfast?
I don't know.
Riddle for kids. What comes once in a minute? You know?
No. Hang on. What can't you ever eat for breakfast?
Yeah, dinner
and lunch.
Lunch and dinner. Because it means brunch.
Brunch, okay.
Yeah.
And what was the next one? The riddle? What comes once?
Riddle for kids, what comes once in a minute?
Once in a minute. M-I-N-U-T-E. Lots of things. An M, an I, an N, a U, a T, and an E.
That's clever.
What do you mean it?
What?
What's the answer?
What?
I think, remember where I did the answer? Remember, A, lunch and dinner?
No, that's for... What's the answer to what comes once?
It doesn't look like there's no answer for it.
Oh, no answer? Might be on the next page.
Riddle for kids, what comes once
in a minute? 88.9 FM. All right, go to the next one.
Yep. Question, why do bees hum?
Why do they hum? Oh, you're looking at me with a funny look on your face.
I'm waiting.
You're waiting.
You know.
Jack in waiting. Why do they hum? Not sure.
A, because they don't know the words.
Oh, you got me.
Yep. Question. If you throw a blue stone into the Red Sea, what will it become?
Wet.
You got me.
I got you. Finally.
That was wrong. It was correct.
Thank you.
It was a wet.
Sorry.
Question.
Yep.
Why did Mickey Mouse go to outer space?
Oh, gosh. I halfway think I know it. What is it?
Hey, he wanted to visit Pluto.
Oh.
Pluto the dog.
Yes, but
from Mickey, the kid show Mickey Mouse.
He's going to Pluto, the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because his dog, his best friend, the dog, was named after the planet.
I like Pluto.
Yeah, because the dog's named after that.
Yeah.
Question. What do you call a fairy that hasn't taken a bath?
Oh, I think we had this one yesterday. I know the answer to this too, I think. You don't want me to know it, do you?
Do you know?
Dirty pants.
No, a stinky bell. Instead of Tinkerbell.
Instead of Tinkerbell, yeah. Stinkerbell. Oh, yeah. poor Tinkerbell.
Yeah. Question. What did the beach say when the tide come in?
What did the beach say when the tide come in? I don't know.
A long time no see. I got you good again, didn't I?
Yeah.
What did the baseball glove say to the ball?
What did the baseball glove say to the ball? Gotcha.
No, I'll catch you later.
Oh.
Question, you will buy me to eat but never eat me. What am I?
So I buy you to eat. Is that what it is? I buy you to eat,
yep,
but I never eat you.
What am I?
I don't know.
A plate.
I would never have got that one.
I got you again.